fountain counter in the cafe, rubbing his temples and groaning. "Of all days for Imogene to call in sick. Don't ever start drinking, Toby. Next to money, it's the root of all evil." Ferris flinches. "Who told you that?"
"Oh, I've heard it once or twice."
He must have forgotten our entire conversation yesterday. "I'm going to have to close today. I can't cook and clean and wait on tables at the same time."
"I'll help you, Ferris."
He studies me a moment, then nods.
"You got a job. The pay ain't great, but the food ain't too shabby."
The Good Luck Opalina sign is gone, and I figure Cal is right. Everyone in town knows Mom isn't coming back. Cal knew all along, but he never said a word, just like he never let on that he knew Zachary had never visited all those places he had claimed. While Ferris cooks today's special, barbecue beef and potato salad, I put napkins and silverware on the tables. "What side does the fork go on?" I ask him.
"It don't matter. Just so you put it in grabbing distance. I ain't had a customer complain about my table etiquette yet."
Both Ferris and Toby feel like outcasts right now, since they're the only two people in town who didn't attend Wayne's funeral. And like Toby says, in a small town like Antler, everybody probably knows it and is gossiping about it. So you can see why Toby rides to the Bolarama to hide out with Ferris. Let's keep reading where we left off. We're at the last paragraph of page 177, which begins, "An hour before the main lunch crowd hits."
An hour before the main lunch crowd hits, I set out the ketchup bottles and the salt and pepper shakers.